This is Nick with Houston Indie Media Radio, and I'm here out in the streets of 67th and 3rd Avenue in New York City with a Ukrainian protest going on in the background. You can hear it.
My name is Irina. I came out for the freedom of Ukraine.
Same. I'm Christina Momot, and I'm also fighting for our country so that Russia leaves us alone.
Are the Ukrainians who are in New York mostly kind of pro-EU as opposed to pro-Russian, or do you have any thoughts about that? Or?
Well, we're mostly for Europe. We want to be a part of Europe.
Yeah. And what are, like, some demands that you guys have?
Demands that the criminals be arrested and charged for all that they have done to our country, to the people.
Yeah.
Is there anything that the U.S. would be able to do to help, or would the U.S. just make it more of a problem, or if so, what kind of stuff?
Support us. I think we just need the support.
Moral support.
Yeah.
Moral support.
My name is Bohdan Harhai. I'm here in support of Ukraine. This is a memorial service in front of the Russian embassy in honor of the 100 people that were killed, and in support of the Ukrainian people that have spent 3 months on the Maidan in Kyiv, fighting the corrupt president and the administration in Ukraine.
Is there any fundamental disagreements in the Ukrainian-American population or in the Ukrainian population? Do you know people who are for the other side?
No. I would say 95% of the Ukrainian people are in support of our brothers and sisters in Ukraine against the dictatorship of President Yanukovych, who has all of a sudden disappeared. And we have a new acting president, and new presidential elections are scheduled for May 25th of this year.
I'm joined here by
Alex.
Alex, what do you do?
Well, I'm a high school student here, and I came with my fellow Ukrainians. We're trying to raise awareness and with this protest, and also remember the people that were killed in Ukraine trying to fight for their freedom from Russians.
Yeah. Is it like all of the Ukrainian people are united, or are there different sides? You know, is it just kind of the people versus the government, or how would you describe it?
Basically, there's Eastern Ukraine's more Russian people. Western Ukraine's pretty much all pro-Ukrainian people. But everyone pretty much wanted to join the European Union, and that was what the government had planned on doing. But the last second, the Ukrainian president, who pretty much is a puppet for the Russians, get stronger ties with Russia, and pretty much lost their chance of getting in the European Union, and this outraged all the Ukrainians. So the two sides are the pro-European Union, and the other side would be the pro-Russians and to remain allies with Russia.
Have you heard from anything in Ukraine about what people there are seeing and experiencing?
So these protests, you know, they started peacefully back in November of last year. And, you know, nothing was happening. So eventually they escalated into a little more violent because the Ukrainian government, their police were started beating people, and they created these anti-protest laws that they said you can't protest. But people didn't care. And they're like, we want to fight for freedom. So they still did. So eventually these got bloody. And we're here today also to remember the nearly 100 people that were killed. Not to mention that everyone was all the people that have gone missing.
This actually started as a pro-European demonstration when he refused to sign the accession agreement or the first steps to access the European Union. And then it grew into a political ferment from the bottom up. There were no political parties involved. It was the students, the people, that actually voluntarily showed up at the Maidan and demanded changes, and the president just lied to the people, and then it just kind of snowballed because people have had enough of this regime. And unfortunately, last week, the military and the police started shooting at the innocent people, and as I said, approximately 100 people were killed.
Do you associate the military and the police with like a pro-Russian side, or it's just their job?
It was their job, and I guess they were afraid, and the command of the police, the army, the special services were members either of the party of region or the president. In a corrupt society, in a frightened society, people are worried about their jobs, but they have gone to the side of the people. They have pledged allegiance to the new temporary government, and hopefully things will turn out for the better, but the price that was paid was tremendous.
Yeah. What would you say to Americans who don't know very much about Ukraine, about the history of the relationship between Ukraine and Russia?
Well, let's put it in perspective. Ukraine was Eastern Ukraine was under Russian domination for over 300 years. The western part was dominated under the Soviet Union for 70 years. Now, we have nothing against the Russian people, but we are definitely against the Russian government. Their attitude towards their neighbors, they still continue to feel that they have special interests, that they want to recreate the empire. And without Ukraine, I think Russia now is going to be the next country that sooner or later will start having ferment internally. And hopefully things will turn out better for them as well.
Do you think, you know, a very significant chance of things spiraling more out of control into a civil war type of situation?
No, I do not see any major problems. Today is the first day or the second day when a new administration has taken over. Only time will tell. But from the information that we see and hear from our brothers and sisters, things are calming down. But we've got to be very vigilant. There may be pockets of resistance. However, I am hopeful that this time this will be for good.
There's some people that don't even know in America what's happening, and it's all over the news just to keep up with, like, the news and stuff.
Americans should know what Ukraine is, and from now on when they ask us, are you part of Russia, they should know that the answer is no. We are a separate country. We are our own.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Russian hands off Ukraine.